Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkably accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister, officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up very quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now here is your wonderful host, Wendy Powers.
Oh, thank you, Courtney. That is a wonderful introduction. And yes, welcome to February. Here we are again. I call it the month of love. And it's, you know, kind of been earmarked through, you know, basically commercialism. But it gives us a chance, just like many of our holidays, to be able to focus on, you know, deeper things within our life, like love and soulmates. And we're going to talk about soulmates, how you know if you've met your soulmate. And that's a very confusing thing. It might sound like, wow, you know, that's easy. I'm going to find the absolutely perfect person. They fit me like a glove. They know what I'm thinking. They're there. It just goes so smoothly. It's so perfect. And you're wrong. That is not a soulmate relationship. Unfortunately, soulmate relationships come with a lot of karma. And because we learn from souls, we learn from the different parts of us that come to us. So there's many things to talk about in love relationships. And, of course, I will be taking your calls throughout the show. And, you know, I have to tell you, not everyone will meet their soulmate. But that doesn't mean you aren't going to find a beautiful love. Because the best relationships that I have found, the lasting ones, the ones that are celebrating their 50th and 60th sometimes anniversaries, don't have karma. They're not soulmates. They're best friends. They have a quiet and sweet love and a respectful love. And so don't feel that you have to find that other half of you. And another thing that people don't always realize, that you aren't destined to always meet a soulmate, you know, and can you meet more than one soulmate? Do you have more than one soulmate? Yeah, the answer is yes. I know, isn't that surprising? But yeah, we do. We have more than one soulmate. And I wrote in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide this month, of course, I'm love and soulmate, and you know, and the title of my article was, you know, can you have more than one soulmate? And so we'll be answering all those questions, but it's actually quite fascinating. And I know those who listen to a show such as mine, you're already spiritually evolved. You already know a lot. You already have a lot of understanding of things. But sometimes when it comes to love, and comes to understanding how relationships can work in our lives, we're like deer in a headlight. You know, we just don't know how to see past what our need is or what our want is or what our hope is. And we don't really see our soulmates sometimes go right by them, you know, and because we're blinded by what we want versus what is there to help us evolve and grow. And that's a fascinating thing. For instance, most soulmate relationships, you know, go through really tough stuff. You know, they go through difficulty and trying to get past communications. You think, wow, how can that be? Well, you mentally can communicate. There's a telepathic kind of connection between soulmates. But because we have our guard up, and there may be some things that they do that you're so hypersensitive to that person that you can push them away or they can push you away. And or you meet them earlier in your life and then you seem to be like ships in the night. You just, you know, keep passing each other by until one day, years later, you come back together. You know, very often I find that people have had one, sometimes two marriages before they find the one. So you go through, you know, several relationships and then all of a sudden go, I thought I was in love and now I meet you. And there it is. It's a connection. I call it the Harry Met Sally thing, and where they give each other great advice and help each other out with other relationships that they're trying to go through and trying to figure life out. And all of a sudden, they look at each other, into each other's eyes, and they go, wow, who are you? And then they have that wonderful kiss. And then after having that wonderful kiss, they feel it. Not just the chemistry, not just that electrifying feeling that you have throughout your body, but there's that connection, that feeling like you're one. And, you know, it's an amazing. Does that mean it's perfect then from then on? Probably not. Unfortunately, because we have karma or lessons of life to work out with that person. We sometimes can be more jealous, more angry, have greater expectations. There's a lot of difficulty. Now, when we finally get to a point where we've learned our lessons of life and in various different relationships, and we've met even sometimes more than one soulmate, because remember, our soul is 12 parts times 12 parts times 12 parts. So the most inner part of our soul, we have 12. So some people meet one or two or three in a lifetime, and some meet none because you aren't ready for them. But when you've actually come to that full, because it's all about your, you know, evolution of your soul to reach a point to truly get love and to get what it is like to learn your lessons, to get past the fears, the anxieties, the wants, the, you know, it's the me and you know, the jealousies and all the things that go on in a relationship. And we finally have kind of gone through all that. We go yet another level. There is another level from soulmate. Soulmate, not your perfect divine mate. It's true. And I kind of coined the phrase celestial mate. And that's your perfect divine mate. And that, to me, is deeper, more reverence than soulmate. And when do you meet them? After you've gone through all your soulmates, and it can take many lifetimes, and you evolve to the point where now you become like one with that celestial, divine, perfect mate. Now we don't have karma. Now we work as one. And it's the other half of your soul now fits perfect. So it's a complicated thing. I know you know it. Love is complicated. In fact, I often say, love, to me, it's just another form of insanity. It is, because people lose their mind in love. They don't think right. You know, it's more than just, I don't eat, I'm all I can do is think about that person. They lose their sanity. You know, love is blind, you've heard about that. But love can become so crazy. You know, you've even heard there was defenses if you go into jail and you killed, you know, your lover because you saw him in bed with somebody else, and then they say, well, you were temporarily insane. They said you were temporarily insane to kill that person because you were in love. No, that's crazy. But, you know, that's how much is understood and recognized in the people. They know that they're out of control. They know that. Now, does that mean that's soulmate love, when you're totally out of control? It could, definitely could be. But that doesn't mean it's your celestial mate. It doesn't mean it's a perfect divine mate, because when you meet that, when you're ready for that one, you don't have that. You don't have that jealousy and that stress, and there's a knowing, there's a connection that goes beyond, you know, just, oh, I'm finding them so attractive, or I have that chemistry. Now you have a knowing. They think your thoughts before you finish them. They know you. You're just in, you can sense them like a twin, you know, the identical twin will sense their twin, even if they're on the other side of the world and know when they are in danger. You sense it, you know it, you feel it. You can even know them after death. A soulmate and or celestial mate never part. Even if you take vows and you divorce or you do whatever you do in physical life, the soulmate is always connected because they're part of who you are. And the celestial mate, you know, usually means you're probably, by the time you meet your celestial mate, that perfect divine mate, you're on your last life, which is a good thing. you now have evolved, and you together become a great force to go even further, helping other people, evolving your intuition, evolving your soul, and now you can go into the inner circle of God and be able to come from another place, which is a whole other conversation in itself, which we'll get into another time. What happens after we reach that, all the lessons, we graduated the school of life, where do we go from there? What else? Are we just going to kind of float around in the universe? No, it's really fascinating, but we'll get to that another time. But anyway, we're going to get to our calls. We have so many people. Thank you for being patient. And if you have a question about soulmates, you know, while we're going through the calls, and we have quite a few of you on the line, thank you for being patient. But please ask your question if you have one about our topic. But we're going to go right to our phones here, and I think we have Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. I am fabulous.
fabulous.
We're in the month of love, you know. How can we not be fabulous? So anyway, so where are you calling from, Donna?
I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, I love California.
Yeah.
Well, I lived there for a while, as anybody who's listened to my show knows that. I lived in I went to San Clemente. I worked at San Juan Capistrano, and I drove all the way from San Clemente to San Juan Capistrano, believe it or not. I worked for a magazine up there. And then I lived in Oceanside, and I lived, of course, in different areas, different places. Anyway, had a lot of fun, 10 years of my life, and I love California, and how can you not? But anyway, let's talk about you, Donna, and I'm picking up, you know, you've been stuck for a couple years now.
Yeah.
You know, just your money, I understand, and, you know, but everything, relationship, money, everything, you've just been stuck. You know,
no relationship.
So,
nothing,
right, just stuck, you know, you're like, who put me in the closet on a timeout, you know, what is this, mm-hmm. you know, well, you did, you know, honestly, you are a very, you're a connected soul, you have that more an evolved soul, but what happens to people that have that more evolved soul, even though they may not be doing much with it, is they feel out of touch or out of sync with things. And a lot of times they just kind of, you know, put themselves out of the craziness of life. And then they know they've got to survive. They want the love. They want the relationship. They want the, you know, money. But they don't know how to get back into that, you know, swing of things. And they keep trying and they keep pushing it back. You have to say to yourself, and then I'm going to tell you what will happen. You have to say to yourself, okay, I'm ready to jump in. I'm ready. And it's more than I want to, I need to. I'm ready. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. Because you've been kind of put yourself in a little time out there.
Yeah.
yeah, you just, but it's time to come out of it. I unfortunately have to say this to you, and it doesn't mean timing can't be changed or altered, but I do see that you may be struggling yet until May of this year. Mainly, you need to have the stimulation of love in order to kind of have the motivation for other things, because you've been kind of feeling like no matter what you do, you can't seem to make things work financially or, you know, I mean, you're just kind of just having a struggle. Did you try to work on something on your own and that didn't quite work? And then, but you also, you know, there's just many, it's like I feel you've been going in a couple of different directions, but you stall out. And you just don't know what to do. But anyway, and many things are going to change for many reasons. So I'm going to give you some advice on how to get that going, because I just kind of was telling you why you're in the timeout. But I really want you to visualize yourself. You know, you don't have to just visualize things coming to you, because they will. But visualize yourself as being ready and open, and you're willing to keep on in and moving into and accepting the challenges. Because you're one of those, remember I said in the early part of the show, you're like the deer in the headlights. You don't even realize it's come up, you know. And you go, oh, I didn't notice that, you know. So you got to open up your intuition, open up your knowing, open up things, and say to the universe, I am ready. I'm ready for the relationship. I'm ready for the money. I'm ready. Okay, so when you all do that, I do see that you are going to get a different job, a new job. I get a job that you really weren't thinking about, and it's going to make you money where you never thought you could make money in it. You've already made the contact. Because you weren't looking, but you know, it's sometimes we get jobs through word of mouth, not just through resume. And so you kind of talk about even your friends. You've kind of had less contact. I mean, you've just been kind of, I don't know. Like I said, just in a little bit of a timeout. Love relationship comes this year too, and it's probably going to knock you off your socks. So be very careful. Because don't overanalyze it, you know. Like I was saying, you know, soulmates aren't perfect relationships. But I do feel that it comes in no later than June, and it knocks your socks off because you're now ready for almost the celestial mate level. You know, it's this high soulmate, I like to call it. So, you know, there'll be that connection, not just the physical, but the mental and also that intuition. So this is a very good year for you. This is very, very mini reading. I understand that. You know, I get more in detail in personal readings, but for being on the radio and doing it a little bit, you know, I can give you this because you have a little bit more complication, even though I said you're on the you know, on the timeout kind of thing, and you, there's a lot of complications in yourself personally and things that have been going on. So I'll just leave it where it is and know that your life is going to turn around, but be part of it and allow yourself to accept it, and that's what I was asking you to kind of, you know, tune into. Don't ask for the perfect divine mate to come home. Don't ask for the perfect job. Don't ask for just say, I am ready and I am open. And I will recognize it, and I will receive it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can be say, I'm ready, you know, I understand that. but there's fear. You got your walls up. That's why I gave you that little mantra. but anyway, I hope I've helped you out. And
oh,
is there any
very
other
much.
Okay. Okay, great. And you enjoy, even though you won't have your Valentine on Valentine's, you will have that Valentine.
I had one quick little question, if I could. I wanted to know,
sure.
I'm on housing. Will my housing go smoothly in August?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and that's part of that timeout. Everything's been kind of on hold, hasn't it? You know, it's just been, you know, like all these little things have been going on. It does turn around and you know, you definitely, and the good thing is, it's in every aspect of your life. That's what I was saying. It's love and money and housing, mm-hmm. and, you know, everything. So, and I don't want to make it too perfect or you'll have too high of expectation. I don't want you to do that. But know that, you know, it's going to be good. But, all right, sweetheart. Well, you
thank
have a beautiful
you so
month
much.
Of love. You're welcome. And all right. And we are going
appreciate
when we're, yeah, I appreciate you. Sorry. So we're going to move on. I'm going to go to another call. We have just so many people online. So we're going to go to Selena. Is that how you say your name?
Yes, it is. It's Selena. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you doing? It's more important. Hopefully waking up early, I suppose. So you are from what state are you from?
Well, I'm from North Carolina, but I'm calling from Vista, California.
Vista. Gosh, I spent a lot of time in Vista, California, and Carlsbad and all in that area. Had some good friends out that way. And, you have a relationship that went through, I want to say breakup, but it wasn't really. It's like you're not really sure what's going on with it. But you're not necessarily you're not communicating. There's something not right about what I'm feeling about this relationship, but yet at the same time, it's you're wondering where it's going. I guess is the best thing to put on it, because it's. You're feeling distant with it. You're not sure what to do with it. Did you guys go through a breakup once, and then you kind of came back, or it wasn't necessarily like we're broken, but so much as we like need to think about things, because they just feel this kind of disruption in a relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Unless it's something from the past, if I haven't dated in, like, I don't know, it's been a while.
Okay. Well, maybe that's part of what it is, because there was, but the last one you were in, the relationship, because I kept feeling this distance, but it was, you know, like it, did you guys leave it where there was somebody that you cared for, or I keep feeling that it was something that was not completely broken. I just felt that the relationship may come back. All I can say is that I felt that this was a relationship that you had, and you knew him, you know, for a long time. It reminds me of, again, going back to the Harry Met Sally thing, where you're maybe more friends than you're a relationship, and even though you haven't dated in a while. Do you have this guy that, you know, because I keep seeing there's that the relationship is not necessarily, you know, the dating and going forward, but it's somebody that you have some type of connection with that has not evolved, obviously, into love or, you know, or at least the relationship. But does that make sense to you? I'm trying to see why I'm feeling this guy around you.
Is it the same Steve? Is that who you're picking up on?
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but I definitely don't want to date him again. We did date, but it's just more of a friend connection. It just feels deep enough for me, and I didn't feel like it was right to keep him as someone I dated when I just didn't feel like he was the right person for me, you know?
That's okay. My psyche is going to where you are right at this moment before we project into future. But I could feel that he wanted to get back with you, though.
Yeah, he did.
Because I didn't feel it was, like, totally broken. And so we kind of keep it more on that friendship basis. But I could see that it was a very confusing thing to kind of focus on, because he has deeper feelings and wanted to keep in touch and wanted to keep that relationship because hoping that it may change. Now, believe it or not, and we were talking about soulmate relationships, you had a connection with him on not necessarily the physical as much, emotionally, maybe not as much, but there definitely was a connection and things that you had to learn. And this, soulmate relationships don't mean perfect relationships. Remember, we talked about that earlier in the show. So I do feel that he will pop up in your life, and every now and then, you know, he just kind of wants to draw you back in. Now, let's project to the future. To you, it's very important to have a man that, of course, you're very physically, you know, and, you know, connected to. And that, chemistry, my goodness, chemistry is so very, very important. But also somebody who has a higher expansive understanding of why we're even on the planet. You have you want somebody who can understand the really deep side of you, because even though you don't communicate it always to another person, you have a very deep side to you, a spiritually deep side, an intuitive deep side. You know, you want that. I do see a man coming into your life, but I wish I could say it's sooner than this, but I don't feel that he's from California, but he's going to come into your life in September. This is somebody completely different. I don't feel you've met this person before, but you will meet this person through another friend of yours who's, she's more on the, I see her having kind of sandy brown hair on the slender side, petite slender, not skinny, but, you know, just more petite. And she knows this guy like it's somebody that, like a brother to her. This is weird. It just wants to flow in with these details. And it's like she's giving you kind of an introduction to him. She knows him now, but he's not free to be introduced at this time. But you're going to find that as you go through the year, and it doesn't mean you won't date anybody. You just kind of want to wait till the right one comes, you know, and I did feel this one comes in September. But you don't meet him online. You don't meet him through, you know, going to dances or anything. You meet this one through a friend. And he's, you know, but go ahead. You had a question.
Is this somebody that you feel like I'll end up marrying, or when do you think I'll end up finding somebody to marry?
Yes.
And so do you think it's something in the next 2 years that we would get married or something?
You will, first you have to meet him, and that'll be this year and September, but this is the one. And that's why he comes in stronger with details. I could spend more time with you on the phone with it, but we don't have that time. But I'm just saying that when you meet him, and this will happen in later this year, I'm saying September in the fall, and he's through this friend, you'll know. And this relationship does go into marriage. I would say within... it's probably within 3 months. I know that's really, really, really going fast, but that's what sometimes that you guys are talking about the permanency of your relationship and want to get married. I've tuned into people that have gotten married a few weeks after they met, you know, but I see this as not you'll get married in 3 months, but you guys will know you're going to get married and you're talking about it more. It'll go really quickly. So this will be the one. And it's interesting how you'll both just know. And you won't have to, because women, we like to, you know, be the ones that, you know, have the intuition to it, and so we're hoping the guy will catch up and know that, and, you know, and hopefully he'll say, I love you first. But you know what? You won't have to sit there back and waiting. He will. You know, he'll be the one who says, hey, you know, I love you. And, you know, and he feels it too. So you don't have to make it fit when it's right. You know, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? So it'll happen. And more importantly, you'll want him. I'm going to say this about it as well, and then we'll have to cut out. I hate to leave you dangling with this, but I feel that he is a different ethnic group. As I'm watching him, I'm trying to put my finger on it. He may be first generation here. I'm not quite sure if he's, I don't know if he's Chaldean or he had, but he's like first generation here, or but he's definitely American. But I mean, just I can see that not just different ethnic group, but it, you know, having that foreign, you know, energy with him. So that'll be interesting too. Just give you a little bit more to focus on there. But very nice looking guy, you know. But and I want to say this before you hang up. We don't, when a psychic tells you something like this and with as much detail, I don't want you just going around trying to make guys fit that mold. Just go through your life, let it unfold. And then when you've found this person, because it'll just happen, you don't have to make it happen, then it's like the pieces will go, oh, yes, I do remember that she said that. I've had many people say to me, you know, I didn't realize that you had told me all that until after I was in it for 6 months. Then it's got to be, oh, and they and they re-listen to their tape or whatever, because I highly encourage you recording when the person comes for a reading. And then they go, oh, now I got what you said. So just don't try to make it fit, is my point. Just let it unfold. So, okay.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and you have a beautiful love, a month of love. You know, just and enjoy other people around you, and but you're going to be able to find your love, and that's a wonderful blessing. All right, you have a beautiful day. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you. Too. Bye.
All right, we're gonna move on, and I just gonna take a second to tell you, and I know we've got many people, and I won't be able to get to everybody in this short little bit of time, and I know some of you have gotten up very early to hear the show, and I have a beautiful, you know, listening audience all over the globe. I'm so very proud that I can give you something that makes you want to get up very early in the morning or stay up late at night, because it's all over the globe, and thank you for that. But if you would like a personal reading with me, and you could see in the last call, I mean, I have to fight myself from becoming too detailed, but I can do phone reading. So for people like I do on the radio, you know that I can tune in anywhere in the world. If you don't speak English, then I will have to have an interpreter, or you will have to bring an interpreter to the table. But I've had that happen many times too. So, but all over the world, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, you know, I can do a detailed one-hour reading, and you can go to my website and learn more about a personal one-on-one reading, and then we can be focused totally on you and get into the most specifics and the details. And like on the radio, I can tune in, and you don't even have to ask the questions. They just flow through me. I never know if spirit's going to come through. I don't know, you know, but details of your life, sometimes you don't even know that you wanted to know what spirit will say to you or what I see that's going on in your life. So it's an amazing thing. But anyway, you can go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. You can also Google Psychic Wendy Nugent, Wendy Powers, I said that. I'm Nugent Powers. It's a hyphen name, so you know what that's about. But you want to find me as wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. I'll also give you a phone number you can call to make your appointment, and that's 248-268-2255. And for those of you who are in other countries and you say, yeah, well, you know, it would cost me as much to call you as it does for the hour reading because of the expense. Well, I will call you, because that's how I do it. I tune into you. I call you. I can record it. You can record it. I highly recommend that. And like I said, it goes for an hour. So don't worry about that. I tune into you. Now, for those of you who live in Michigan or are going to come into Michigan, my office is in Novi, Michigan, and I see people in person there, and it's wonderful. I always tell people the big difference between having a reading in my office versus having a reading on the phone is I can give you a big hug. But I give you a spiritual hug too. But it's nice to sometimes see people and give them a nice hug and feel that energy. And I have a beautiful office, and I'm the energy in my building. I chose it because it just has everybody comes into my building. They just love it. I record it for if you come in. It's all by appointment only. And you need to go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. They'll get details on how much it is, various different, things about how things will go in the reading and so on. I don't use palmistry, astrology, numerology, or any of the ologies, not because I don't think they're wonderful tools. It's just that I tune into God and the highest of spiritual beings, and I let it flow through me. And your life path, what I'm focused on, it's like I kind of push myself back, and I'm allowing my psychic vision to look on your life path that you chose. And so it flows back through very quickly. So on the radio, you're just getting a little smidgen of it. But if you'd like, I guess, that's for me to be able to focus on you and get into the details of your life, then you would certainly want a one-hour reading with me. So again, that's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com or 248-826-8255. And we are going to go back to the calls because I know there's so many people waiting. We'll go to our next person. Hello, is this Rose?
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And where are you calling from, Rose?
New Jersey.
All right, New Jersey. Okay. All right, so I know this is a month of love, but it's always been a difficult... Didn't you meet your soulmate once?
We went through all those problems that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew he was never going to be my divine mate, but he was definitely my soulmate. It was unbelievable.
I know. I'm getting chilled, sweetheart. I mean, I'm getting chilled.
Oh, it was the connection. And this guy was way, way younger than I am. So it was like a J-Lo deal with a much younger man. And it was very hard to accept for me. But the connection we had and the chemistry, I couldn't stay away from him. And,
I know.
Yeah, we went through all the problems, like you said, the jealousy and everything. And I'm my goodness, she's absolutely right.
But, I got to say this, because you brought up something very important, which I didn't bring up. Age doesn't mean anything. You can meet somebody way older. I talked to one of my clients, and they said, well, they had a friend who was all upset and because her husband had passed on. And he was like 74, and she was like 40. And
wow.
And she said to me, how in the world could they be? Hey, love is soulmate love has no age, just as much as a woman.
He had no problem with it, Wendy. It was me. It was my insecurities, because it's a big age difference. And I wasn't looking for a younger man. I wasn't looking for him at all.
Isn't soulmate love a real frustration sometimes.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Yeah.
I loved him so much. I wanted to know if you see him contacting me again. We had.
Yeah. I still feel it in your energy, hon. I mean,
big time.
Into your energy. Whoa.
Yes, because there's never
attraction.
Been anyone else like him.
No, this is not a sexual attraction.
Not at all.
This was all of it, and that's what soulmate is. It's all of it. He didn't want to break up. It was you.
I know, my insecurities, big, big age difference. I was like, it's easier for society to accept an older man with a younger woman.
Yeah,
they go, wow, look at that. He got a young wife. But when it's the opposite, it's like people used to ask me if I was his mother, and that used to upset me so much.
And of course, I'm a woman. I totally get that. I never found younger men, significantly younger men attractive. Mainly, it was the intellectual aspect of it for me. But I have a total understanding of you two of being soulmates, having that age difference, which a lot of people
you know, they experience many different things with a soulmate, and they're not the perfect situation. You go, why? Well, this relationship isn't meant to be your future relationship, but I will kind of give you an answer to your question. Yes, you will hear from him again. And soulmate relationship, like I said, does not necessarily mean that you're going to have this perfect love and it's going to last. But you learned something from him. You connected, and believe it or not, you helped him. And then
he feels the same way. Sometimes I feel him thinking about me, and he lives. I feel it, and he lives. I'm in New Jersey. He's in Tennessee. He's really far. So I'm sorry to keep interrupting you.
Oh no! This is exactly what I was feeling. So you're just giving me the fill-in, and I totally feel it. So you're not imagining it. It is real. It was very real. Now the question is, are you meant to be together? Is this who you're going to spend the rest of your physical years with? No. That doesn't mean that you should not heal yourself from the inside out, from the fact that you're connected. You know, it's like this is more of a twin mate in some ways, where you'll constantly have dreams and sense them and feel them and vice versa, and that's okay. And just whatever time you sense him and you feel he's going through something or you yearn for him or whatever he's thinking about you, I want you to send him love, send him healing love, put him in your mind's eye, and you send him that. Because he's got a hard way to go. He's got a lot of difficulties going on, which I don't have time to get into, but he's going through, not with love, but for him it's more with his career. But you can do that. Now, I do see that you are yet to meet somebody closer to celestial mate in this life. You know, it's like a high soulmate again. Now, this one was a high soulmate too, but it was really destined. You guys, believe it or not, pre-chose the situation. You had to get your ego in check. You have to really understand love. And love as it is does not come necessarily in the perfect package. And this is part of learning about yourself. Remember, that's what soulmates are. They're a part of us, learning about ourselves, evolving our souls. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that mean that you can never have that person back? No, I do feel actually you're going to find that he does make contact with you this year. And, you know, but you're going to do kind of an interesting reverse. Usually soulmates are like friends, then lovers, and then go on. But you guys are like lovers, then friends, and so it's like we do it in reverse. But he is going to make contact with you, mainly because he's having some issues with his money and his career. Not that he's asking you for money. I'm just saying it's like he needs a friend. You know, and so you will hear from him several times this year. But know that it's okay that it doesn't come back as a full-on relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it for what it'll be. Just knowing that he is a soulmate, you know, will help you realize that you may need to help him a bit emotionally through this life as well. But you don't have to do it as husband and wife. You don't have to do it in that respect. I do see another gentleman coming into your life, though. You've been having a hard time with relationships because of this very thing we're talking about. It's like, you know, you're just not letting yourself go. You're not letting yourself open up to another relationship.
You're right. I've been waiting to hear from him. It's been 5 years.
It's not meant to be the relationship. So you have to allow yourself to see him as what I'm saying is that the umbilical cord, that string between souls, is there not just for perfection, but for learning and evolving. So I want you to send him good energy every time you think about him. Send him successful energy. He needs that. And then you open yourself up to new love, because there's a gentleman that would just so much want to be in your life, and you just don't allow anybody in. Now, you don't know him. You haven't met him, like, you know, to introduce him to be a relationship. But I do feel that it's somebody that's kind of been in the, you know, kind of in your life, but not in that way. And you have to realize that, you know, you're going through karma with age. He's going to be older than you now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new one that's going to come in. Now, he's going to be older than you by possibly as much as 10 years. So realize it isn't that you're going through, you know, I don't fear within yourself because you went too young and now we're going to go older. It's that this is about your ego in the sense that you have to find the inner core and accept it regardless of whether it comes in whatever age doesn't seem to be what you're looking for. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you? Because I do feel that's important. Now, if he isn't exactly 10 years old, or don't count it out, but I do feel he...
That's way too old for me right now
I can feel that from you. You know, that's why I said what I just said. She's like, oh, no, please, God, don't do that.
No, I want someone around my own age, or maybe a few years older, but
yeah,
10 years is quite old.
Yes, it is. But that's why I said, don't count that. Maybe in my psyche I see that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's written in stone about the – because I could feel that in you. It was like, ooh, she's not happy with that. But
no.
I do feel that this is a...
No, I'm nearing retirement age in a few years, so 10 years older is, like, way old. So, you know.
Well, but
you've helped me immensely anyway.
But age is a matter of a state of mind. There are men, you know, when I go to the gym and stuff, and I see guys that are 70, 80 years old but have bodies of, you know, 30-year-olds, and, you know, they work out, they're healthy, they look great. You know, it's about the compatibility, the attraction. So you keep an open mind,
mm-hmm.
and you'll let me know how things go on.
Oh, wonderful!
I do feel that you'll feel this man will come into your life somewhere around June. You wanted to start doing more things for yourself physically and getting out and doing things, and you know, joining things, going things. So I feel that you'll meet him in that kind of setting again. Not somebody's going to introduce you. But you end up in conversation, and it just kind of goes from what we think is friendship to a relationship. So it'll be interesting. I'd love to hear from you.
I've been going to lots of singles dances for people my age.
There you go. That's what I just said. You're going out. You're being more social, and that's how you'll meet him. And
it seems like
you're just enjoying this man and talking to him, and maybe even giving him some pointers or advice. Next thing you know, you guys are the relationship, you know, that you're looking for. So you enjoy.
Thank you.
and all right, sweetheart. And you have a beautiful month of love.
Thank you, too, Wendy. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, you know, soulmate relationship comes in many different ages, you know, colors and even genders, you know, sometimes we can find ourselves finding a person that we're very attracted to of the same sex, and we haven't even looked at that. We go, oh, that's not who I am. But soulmate does not mean lover always. It doesn't, you know, soulmate is far deeper. It encompasses a part of our soul, and the soul has no gender. So just to bring that up, I mean, because it's this is amazing subject all in itself. Again, with the time constraints in our show, we don't have an opportunity to get into the depth of it. But I hope that you read my article too, everyone, because I write in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And, you know, if you click on bodymindspiritguide.com, you can read the magazine virtually. So you don't have to be in the delivery area of the magazine, which is here in Michigan, in the metro area. But you can read it in California, New Jersey, and India, and Italy. I've had people from all over. I don't know how many languages or if they're in any other language. But if you speak English, read English, you certainly want to click into bodymindspirit.com. And I have my article in there, but can you have more than one soulmate? And it's kind of an interesting article, a little different than you think it'll be, you know, and it's kind of going into some of the subjects that we're talking about. Plus, this magazine is packed with some wonderful writers that have some amazing things to help you get through life, from recipes all the way up to, advice and insights and understanding of how to get through this physical life. And So you do that, and also if you click on bodymindspiritguide.com, you'll see on my article how to get a hold of me if you didn't write it down. It'll have my phone number, 248-826-8255. And again, you'll be able to go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com if you want more details. So let's see if we can get another call in because our time is just clicking. Already. Okay, so there's so many people on the line, which is wonderful. Hello, is this Jay?
Yes, Wendy. Welcome to the new year.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for hanging on.
No problem.
Where are you calling from, Jay?
I'm calling from Canada, Western
Canada.
Okay,
yes, a beautiful country for sure. And I'm right next door, of course, being in Michigan.
Yes, looking far away.
Yeah, not far away. It's their sister country, you know. But anyway, so let me tune into you a little bit. It's interesting. You have kind of a very expansive way of looking at life, more evolved, and you seem to gravitate to people of intuition. And spiritual, and you know, but I just felt that you trying to figure out how to utilize things, the things that you've been evolving within yourself, and you know, you definitely seem to have a people personality, people intuitively, I feel that. Where people will want to listen to you, you know, maybe it's more on a one-to-one, but people will want to listen to you with your kind of your natural insights on the world. And it's like sometimes you feel like you're out of sync with the stresses of the world, if that makes sense to you. It's kind of like you don't let it bother you, or it's more than that. You give it a different, you look at it maybe differently than a lot of other people. People live in worry and fear, and you're like living in, well, that's the way it is. You know, it's supposed to be that way. You know, and you have an interesting way of looking at it, a little more Vulcanish, if you ask me. You know, but it's all good. You know, those of you who are Star Trek fans get that. But does that make sense to you? What I'm saying.
Oh, yes, it does, actually. It does.
Yeah, and been accused of being a Vulcan-like, with logic. But the one thing about Spock, and I'm just going to bring this up. I don't know why we're bringing this up, but I just felt like I needed to do it. He meditated. He had a very hard time struggling with his emotions between the logic and the feeling and the love. And so he would meditate to try to put into check the emotion, because you do that. You know, you don't realize that you want it, but you put yourself into that logic space and you know, you have to focus and try to, you overanalyze, I guess. And so meditating and putting it into a place where you can control it, Spock did as Vulcan, then, holding back those human emotions and keeping them in check so you can control them seemed to be easier at that point. You can be critical, and you may not realize it, but you can be. And not necessarily putting anybody down, it's just, but the criticalness is with yourself, the world, people around you, and so become, some people like to call it picky, you know. But it's really about, I think, just not allowing yourself to totally immerse within in the kind of lower earthy, deeper, confused and fearful emotion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because you kind of it's like you're one step out of things. You have a gift that you have something that you're supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be. And you probably know this. You're supposed to be helping people through this, navigate through this world. And you're one of those teachers that came here. That's why you have all that junk going on. You're trying to figure out, okay, how do I tap into it? How to make that intuition work with me and for me and control it? You don't have to make anything do anything. You just trust. It's just allowing things to just be and come through you and trust. I do feel you have this incredible strong energy. People probably have felt it and told you. You know, and you have like a physical energy, you know, that people can sense. Do you ever get kind of like overwhelmed in crowded areas? There's too many people.
Not so much.
Okay.
I'm just there in a moment. I know what you mean. Be really empathic and sensitive. No, not too often. But even at the meetups groups where spiritual people are and things like that,
where spiritual people are. Like if you go on the mall because you sense the negative, and it's like you can sense negative. See, being within spiritual groups, that's like having a nice floating, that's nice. That, you know, you float and enjoy and take it in. No, I'm talking about when you get into the, you kind of take on because your brain works at a higher frequency, so you're taking on those energies. Anyway, this year I felt that you're going to be putting together, you need to write down some, it's like a class, a course, a how-to. There's something that you're supposed to be doing. It's like I feel that you work on things, you try to put things in perspective, but you really need to do that. In your area, there needs to be, you need to reach people that people are wanting and ready, but they don't know how to work it. And you're trying to work it through yourself, but believe it or not, while you're working it through, you're helping others. Because, you know, if you weren't doing this, you'd be great as a minister. You know, you have this ability to calm and to bring clarity to things. But you've been wondering, what do I do? What do I do with all this? You know, what am I supposed to be doing with all this? And you're supposed to be teaching it. You're supposed to be sharing other people that are teachers to help them. You're supposed to be part of it. You know, it's not necessarily something one makes a great living at, but it is something that brings fulfillment and purpose, because that's been one of the things that you want to feel, you know, is that what can I do to make this more purposeful? And you're doing that, but you must have been driven within your inner self to do some of these things that we're talking about. Yeah, okay, great. And this is the year you're supposed to be doing it. In fact, you should have already been doing it the last 2 years. You should have been doing it since 1997. You should have been doing it this year. Make it happen. And how do you do that? You just do it. And, and so don't worry about making money. Don't worry about that. But you need to write things down. Why channel it through? Do whatever you just write it down. Put together a little simple thing. Then go to the next thing. You have lyrics in your head. You have music of God in your head. You have some really great things going on, you know. And so merge, and again, I'm bringing that term, merge your Vulcan human side and your Vulcan side, okay? And quit arguing with yourself.
Okay, thank you.
So you're welcome, okay? You take care and bless you.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a beautiful show, and it's unfortunately coming to an end way too soon. I know we have many, many people on the queue yet waiting to come in, and those of you who got up very, very early from all over the world, thank you so much. Again, if you don't want to wait till next month, and remember I'm on the first Saturday of each month, then you can call me, and we can set up a one-on-one appointment, a full hour, and you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyance.com, and learn more about how to make an appointment. And you have a beautiful month of love. Thank you, and bless you.